These men come down here from New York and from Florida to find out my reasons on rock and roll music and why I preach against it, and I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat. Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, and the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
No dance at all night, so I have my pleasure. But how can I work when I sleep all day? I've got those rock and roll blues. Way down to in my old blue jeans to put my last dime in that vending machine. I've got those rockin' old blues, those rockin' old blues. I had the blues to fight, and then to make things worse, I fell in love last night. The little girl I found to stop a hoppin' and settle down. Oh, why can't there be two of poor old me? One on the dance floor and one hanging round the door. I've got those rockin' old blues, those rockin' old blues. I had the blues to find, and to make things worse, I fell in love last night. The little girl I found asked me to stop my hopping and settle down. Oh, why can't there be two of poor old me? One on the dance floor and one hanging by the door. I've got those rockin' old blues.
Now, rock and roll legend Eddie Cochran was best known for his 1958 hit songs, Summertime Blues and Come On Everybody. But his life was tragically cut short when at age 21, he died in a road accident on April 16, 1960. Now, Eddie's legacy has stood the test of time, including being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987. But going back to his history, the young musician left school at 16 years old to become a professional musician. Eddie eventually connected with local club singer Hank Cochran, and despite being unrelated, they recorded and toured together as the Cochran Brothers, a country rockabilly act. Rock and Roll Blues was recorded on January 17th, 1959 at Gold Star Studios in Hollywood, California. And we led off this, the third and final hour of the Mad Mark After Dark show with that very song. But talking about the legacy of Eddie Cochran, he was portrayed by two actors that played him in two separate films. First, the Buddy Holly story, which starred Gary Busey in 1978. Eddie Cochran was played by Jerry Zaremba. And in La Bamba, which starred Lou Diamond Phillips back in 1987. Now, he influenced many musicians, but Brian Setzer from the Stray Cats played him and did a great job. Anyway, continuing on with this legendary rock and roll outlaw, 20th Flight Rock was a song originally recorded for the 1956 film comedy The Girl Can't Help It. He re-recorded it sometime between May and August of 1957. So take a listen to it, and we'll be back. There you go.
Ooh, well, I gotta get her with a record machine. When it comes to rockin', she's a queen. We love to dance on a Saturday night. All alone where I can hold her tight. But she lives on the 20th floor uptown. The elevator's broken down, so I walk 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 more. Up on the 12th, I'm starting to drag. 50 feet to 4, I'm already to sag. Get to the top, I'm too tired to rock. Well, she calling me up on the telephone. She come on over, honey, I'm all alone. I said, baby, you're mighty sweet, but I'm in bed with her aching feet. This went on for a couple of days, but I couldn't stay away. So I walked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 more. Up on the 12th, I'm ready to drag. 50 feet to 4, I'm starting to sag. Get to the top, I'm too tired to rock. Well, I sent to Chicago for repairs. Till it's a fixed, I'm using the stairs. Hope to hurry before it's too late. Well, my baby too much to wait. All this climbing is getting me down. To find my corpse draped over a rail. But I climb 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 more. Up on the 12th, I'm ready to drag. Well, the 15th floor, I'm starting to sag. Get to the top, I'm too tired to rock.
Hi, gang, this is the Big Bopper, and I'll be on your winter dance party coming your way real soon. We'll be swinging and singing and looking forward to saying hello, baby, to all of you in person.
Let me in, honey. This is the Big Bopper knocking.
Hello, Little Red Riding Hood. I heard about you, and it's all been good. I want to meet you, so I'm standing at your door. I've been a knocking till my knuckles are sore. Baby, let me in. I want to be your friend. Bang, bang, biddity bang. Baby, let me in. I've been a-talking to the three little pigs. When I saw your man, I flipped their wigs. Said you're the swinginest, and that's no lie. I dig you, baby, for you I got eyes. Baby, let me in. I wanna be your friend. Bing, bang, biddly bang, baby, let me in. I'm the big bad wolf that you heard about. Something about you just knocks me out. Let me in, baby, while your grandma ain't around. Or I'll huff, puff, and blow your house down. Come on, a little Red Riding Hood. I know you're rock and roll and bopping so good. Let me in, baby, and we'll shake the shack. I'm gonna have a ball until your grandma gets back. Baby, let me in. I wanna be your friend. Bing, bang, biddly bang, baby, let me in.
Now let me in now, honey. I just wanna talk to ya. You know you're getting lonesome in there by yourself. So put your key in the door and go tickle-lock, tickle-lock, and let me in now, honey. I'm the bigger, better wolf that you heard about. Something about you just knocks me out. Let me in, baby, while your grandma ain't around. Or I'll huff, puff, and blow your house down. Come on, a little in a riding hood. I know you're rockin', rollin', boppin' so good. Unlock the door and shake the shack. I'm gonna have a ball until your grandma gets back. Baby, let me in. I wanna be your friend. Bing, bang, biddly bang, baby, let me in.
Hello. Oh, that's love. Oh, that's love. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, well, back in the igloo up in Alaska, know what the Eskimos are about to ask a leather of nose a little bit faster, and that's what I'm talking about. Oh, that's love. Oh, that's love. Oh, that's love. And that's what I'm talking about. Oh, well, a little girl monkey, I must love him, because making love is very difficult to them. You ever try kissing while sitting on a limb? That's what I'm talking about. Oh, that's love. Oh, that's love. Oh, that's love. And that's what I'm talking about. From a hugging and a loving, let's not refrain, cause every time you kiss me, I go insane. Me, Tarzan, Eugene, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, that's love. Oh, that's love. Oh, that's love. That's what I'm talking about. Old and they put me out to pasture, still be you, baby, that I'm after. Gonna fill your heart with a glad and laughter, and that's what I'm talking about. Oh, that's love. Oh, that's love. Oh, that's love. And that's what I'm talking about. Oh, that's love. Honey, oh, that's love. Oh, that's love. And that's what I'm talking about.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing.
Do I what? Will I what? Oh, baby, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. Wiggle in a walk and a giggle in a talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
What's that, baby? But, oh, honey.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. A wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like. What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8. And don't be late. But baby, I ain't got no money, honey. Oh, all right, honey, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face, ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in a walk and a giggle in a talk. Low, make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
Hi, everybody. This is Richie Valens. I will be on the winter dance party coming your way very shortly. I will be having a ball singing for you, and I hope to see you all real soon. By the way, hope you have been hearing a lot of my latest Delphi release, La Bamba and Donna.
Thank you. whole road, you know that. Well, little girl, stroke in due time. So fine, and it lips just taste, it just tastes like one. Well, now, little girl, where you gonna rock all night? Well, I want you to hold so fine, my baby, just your lips like one. Well, now, just song. Oh, oh, little baby. Oh, oh.
Thank you. This is Buddy Holly. The Crickets and I are really happy to be coming your way on the winter dance party. We certainly hope to see all our old friends and be making some new ones, too. Also, I hope you like my latest choral release, Heartbeat. See you soon.
Well, I found you're a rover and it's made me blue. Like a talent scout, you want some love that's new. Don't come back knocking. And my heart's closed door. I won't be home. Don't call and knock no more. Well, when you went away and left me all alone, while you played around, I waited at home. Don't come back knocking. And my heart's closed door. I won't be home. Don't call and knock no more. Caress you to hold, don't come back knocking. And my heart's closed door. Oh, I won't be home, don't call and knock no more. Well, if you see old Annie, better give her a lift. 'Cause Annie's been working on a midnight shift. If Annie puts her hair up on her head, paints them lips a bright, bright red, wears that dress that fits real tight, starts staying out till the middle of the night, says that a friend give her a lift. Well, Annie's been working on a midnight shift. If she acts a little funny, seems a little strange, starts spending your money for brand new things, tells you that she wants to use the car, never explains what she wants it for. Brother, that this ain't no ifs, 'cause Annie's been working on a midnight shift. The sun comes up, you look at old Annie and she looks kind of rough. You tell her, honey, get out of that bed. She says, leave me alone, I'm just about dead. Brother, that just ain't no ifs, 'cause Annie's been a-working on a midnight shift. That's staying at home, you better enjoy it, 'cause it won't last long. When you think everything's all right, she starts slipping round in the middle of the night. Brother, that just ain't no ifs, 'cause Annie's been a-working on a midnight shift.
We interrupt this program for a special news bulletin. Three young singers who soared to the heights of show business on the current rock and roll craze were killed today in the crash of a light plane in an Iowa snow flurry. The singers were identified as Richie Valens, 17, Buddy Holly, 22, and J.P. Richardson, known professionally as the Big Bopper. The aircraft chartered from the Dwyer Flying Service crashed near Mason City, ironically the setting for the prominent musical The Music Man. The pilot, Roger Peterson of Clear Lake, Iowa, was also killed. The three singers had appeared at the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, Iowa last night and were on their way to Fargo, North Dakota. Their small chartered plane crashed in a lonely farmyard about 15 miles northwest of Mason City. Cause of the crash was due to inclement weather conditions. Details upcoming from Action Central News.
You know, I personally think that rock and roll music is an amalgamation of country and rhythm and blues. I mean, you can't have one without the other. I've had many arguments with hard rock and heavy metal fans over the years about this, where they would say what I am saying wasn't really true. But when you look at 50s rock in a broader sense, then you look at all the artists that we've played tonight and see that rock and roll has always been a true mix of rhythm and blues crossed with country music. Whether you like it or not, that's the way it is. The music wouldn't have been special. I believe full-heartedly that rock and roll and heavy metal would have nothing without the mix of both. The music industry's response was to sanitize the product with clean-cut, non-threatening artists such as Pat Boone recording lame-ass versions of Little Richard songs and manufacture allegiance of pretty boy crooners such as Frankie Avalon and Fabian, who thrived on American Bandstand and who would essentially serve as the Perry Como and Bing Crosbys for a new generation of listeners. By the end of the 1950s, Elvis Presley had been inducted into the Army, and Little Richard had become a preacher and decided to preach the word of the Lord. Rock and roll's golden age had ended, and the music entered a transitional phase characterized by more sophisticated approach without the orchestrated wall of sound. You know, in my opinion, without these legendary artists, we would not have the music that we have today. You know, when I think about this style of music, I think about my childhood. I think about listening to this on WABC radio in New York City, and then listening to it when I was a year or so older on 101.1 FM WCBS in New York. Those two stations introduced me to rock and roll and introduced me to these vast characters that I play. And when I think of AC/DC, I instantly think of Chuck Berry or the Rolling Stones. When I think of Little Richard, all the 70s glam guys come into my mind with their style and finesse. You know, and Judas Priest have always said that the reason why their sound worked is because they wiped the blues out of their sound. And for me, as much as I love Judas Priest and as much as I love many heavy metal bands, that is a crime. Now, in the many years since popular music began, few individuals have made as deep a mark on music as the late, great Buddy Holly. The seemingly ordinary kid from Lubbock, Texas, burst onto the music scene in the late 1950s with unique and original songs and styles, only to be taken from the world under tragic circumstances. At the peak of his stardom, Buddy Holly organized an extremely well-hyped winter dance party tour. The idea was that some of the top names in rock and roll music would travel across the Midwest performing epic concerts together. It was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for anyone who could get their hands on a ticket. Instead, everything came crashing down. The tour, which began in Milwaukee, Wisconsin on January 23rd, 1959, turned into a nightmare. And Buddy chartered a four-seat airplane for bassist Waylon Jennings, guitarist Tommy Alsup, and himself. It was Buddy Holly's idea to leave following their show at the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, Iowa, and fly to the next venue in Moorhead, Minnesota. Now, Alsup agreed to flip a coin for the seat with Ritchie Valens, and Waylon Jennings voluntarily gave up his seat to the Big Bopper, who had influenza and complained that the tour bus was way too cold and uncomfortable for a man of his size. Well, less than a half hour later, shortly after 12:55 a.m., on February 3rd, 1959, Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and J.P. Richardson, along with the pilot, were all killed when the plane violently crashed into a rural Iowa cornfield. This event, to all of us, was known as the day the music died. Now, American Pie was a song by singer and songwriter Don McLean, recorded and released on the American Pie album back in 1971. And the single was a number one hit for 4 weeks back in 1972 and tells the story and pays tributes to the death of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and J.P. Richardson, the Big Bopper. And that's what we're going to end tonight with. So to all of you out there, I'd like to say in my usual sign-off, goodbye, good riddance, and well, you all know the rest. Take it away, Don. There you
long,
go.
Long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned. The day that I die. Helter skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter. 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. While the sergeants played a marching tune, we all got up to dance. Oh, but we never got the chance. As the players tried to take the field, the marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed today? The music died. We started singing. Clenched in fists of rage, no angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye Miss American Pie. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast. The day the music died. they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.